So today we're going to start the next topic, which is a little bit of a continuation of what we did, but there is some differences. We finished Gazelle, which was open robbery, and now we're going to talk about Geneva, which is the secret type of robbery where a person steals around quietly without without wanting to get caught. The learning is always should be Yisrael, and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Sion. Should also be a schus for shleim of Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Rachel Chanan Leah Bashe de Rachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect them. So he says like this. He says, Yadua Maimer Chazal Shamru Shechamer Min HaGozel. We're all familiar with the famous Gemara in Bava Kamma that says that a ganiv, why does a ganiv pay kefil and a gazlin does not? Because a ganiv is worse. She'ena mashve eved l'koinai v'yisa ayin shalmai l'kiloi nevrayan. Because the Ganev has a very, the message that he's sending out is very, very bad. The message that he's sending out is he's more afraid of human beings than he is of God. And that's why he's ashamed that people should see him. He's embarrassed or he's scared of getting caught. And yet he totally disregards the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees him. So first of all, he's making the Eved, meaning human beings, more important in his eyes than God. And even worse, he's almost showing like he doesn't recognize that God either sees him or that God cares what he's doing. Either way, it's apikarsis. He says the older people, the older generation has to be very careful to warn the younger generation of this. He says many times, younger generation, because of its inexperience, because of a lack of perspective, or sometimes because of the friends that they have, will pull them in a direction of running after money. And the truth is that we see this now where you have these people who ran these Ponzi schemes or traded on insider trading coming forward in various podcasts and telling their story. And when you hear their stories, there's one common theme that runs through them, which is this pressure, this social pressure that people are feeling to get rich and get rich quick and more money. And to be able to afford certain luxuries, and to be able to, you see your friends running nursing homes, and maybe they're 25 years old, and you're like, why not me? I want that also. And so maybe you're going to cut corners to get to where they are at. And he says, continues, I mean, he says, quickly, they're going to run from one evil to the next evil and become a zayl of a saive, basically, someone who eats all the time and drinks all the time. Person has to keep an eye on them. So he's going to give us now advice about raising children. How should we raise children to give proper chinuch that they don't grow up and they desire the lust and the pull and the drive that many people have of running after the wealth and running after status and trying to become, you know, the next gevir that people look up to. So he says, first of all, don't be excessively cheap, which means give your kids what they need. If Hanukkah's coming, don't say, I'm not getting my kids presents this year. Spend a little bit of money and get them presents. If your kid's wearing ripped clothes and everyone else in class is wearing nice clothes, so give your kids clothes that are representable. The point is, don't put them in a situation where they're going to feel the social pressure that they're left out. But at the same time, he says, why should you do that? In other words, give your kids an allowance, allow them to buy some things on their own. Because if they're going to have nothing, then they're going to have this drive to fulfill their desires. That basically, you know, it's to give an example, but it's like when you have a home where children are not exposed to the internet and they're not trained in how to use internet responsibly, then when they come to an accounting firm, let's say, and now they have basically the internet is open to them and there's no one watching them, so they don't know how to control it, they don't know how to manage it. And they end up, unfortunately, going down a lot of very, very bad rabbit holes as a result. So, in the same idea here, if you're going to deny your kids everything, then they're not going to be able to manage expectations. And they're going to say, the minute I get any money, or the minute I have an opportunity to come into money, even if it's stealing it, I'm going to take it because I've been denied everything. Now, here's the other side. And the reason why I say is, Yana is because people are struggling. People are struggling now with what am I going to do with my kids on winter break? And what am I going to do with my kids' Hanukkah vacation? And what am I going to do with my kids in between school and camp? And parents, unfortunately, are coming up with these extravagant trips for their kids, things that we would never have gone on. And the problem is, by the time your kid gets married, they already went to Switzerland. They already, Florida, forget about Florida. They already went to Eretz Yisrael 3 times, and they already went to this place in Europe and that place in Europe. And now, all of a sudden, the expectation is through the roof that they have to have this exotic $20,000 vacation because anything less, I've already done it. And he says, don't pamper your kids with expensive food and expensive clothing and other luxuries. Because when they become accustomed to that level, and now they get married, and now you're not supporting them anymore. Yeah, you're giving them some money, but you're not giving them enough to be able to live that kind of lifestyle. How do you think they're going to feel when it's denied them? They're used to it. They're going to feel that they have no choice but to use any means possible to get to that level of a lifestyle. And many times, unfortunately, as I mentioned, we hear from people on the podcast, they see their friends being very successful, and they want that too. And they, unfortunately, live in a society today where we are so far drawn into the gashmias, and there is no sort of regulation that we teach to our children. So, I did hear a father say recently, someone from shul, say, "I'm dafka not taking my kids on a trip because we went last year, and I want them to learn that that's not something that happens every year. It shouldn't be taken for granted." And so each person here on their own level has to think about, but it shouldn't be that you keep raising the stakes every year, and that at winter break I have to go away because all my friends are going away, or all my kids' friends are going away, and therefore I have to sort of create this expectation of more and more and more. Chazal say, that the Torah understood that the Ben Saira Maira gets put to death. Why does he get put to death? He did nothing at that point that's Chayiv Misa. But the Torah understood that because he's used to having, he's going to come to rob people and kill them in order to get what he needs. So it's a proactive step to prevent what ultimately is going to happen to such a child. So there's a story about a certain Talmid Chacham. Now, his father accustomed him to get a lot of luxurious and wealthy things. So after his father died, he did not have access to that money. He wanted to get it. So he stole Sfarim from the Beis Medrash and was selling them on the black market in order to support his lifestyle. And when someone caught him, so now he's being humiliated. So he went to the extreme. Hamer Dasa. He denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmana Litzlat. So this guy, who it all started from being used to a certain lifestyle that drove him to basically go completely off the derech. Lachin for kol arim, every smart person yasha b'daz should use knowledge. V'chal kol devar b'mishpat. Lo yitzamzim kol kach, not to be overly stingy. Lo yifazer kol kach, but also not to be frivolous in your spending. Ela lefi Birkas Hashem, Asher Nosson Lo Yisnag B'derech Hamsayi Shalim. He should conduct himself in a standard, normal way, based on what Hashem has given him. U'lo'ilam Yazir Esbanav Al Yisrim Yadim Chemeshabem. And this is the key. Warn your children. Teach your children. Guide your children. Give them chinuch about what money means. And that just because we have more doesn't mean we should flaunt it. V'yarchikei mecheves harayim l'man yilchav. And he says, sometimes your child might have good chinuch, but the friends that he's hanging around create, again, a social pressure for him to do things. We see many times that our kids do things not because they believe in it, but because their friends are doing it and they don't want to, and they get challenged or they feel the pressure to do it as well. So we have to make sure that our children have the right role models and our children are hanging out in the right chevras that will not influence them to do activities that they understand are wrong, but that they'll pressure them to do it anyway, and they'll won't be able to resist. Obviously, the social pressure, especially in school, is very, very high.